Want to stay up to date on the biggest stories in pop culture and entertainment? Then be sure to check out the TMZ podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton from TMZ, the TV show, and every day I'll sit down with a member of our news team to give exclusive breakdowns of the day's most talked about headlines, stories we break, and the stories you care about. So check out the TMZ podcast, Monday through Friday, and the other podcasts from the TMZ audio network like Last Days and TMZ Verified, available on all podcast platforms.
Walk with me the rest of the way.
The World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. This is The Instance.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Instance. This is Instance episode number 575. It is October 4th, 2019. It's a brand new month, and we're here fresh and ready to give you your fall news coverage of the World of Warcraft and beyond. I'm Scott Johnson, joined today by Garrett Weinzierl in New Mexico, of all places. Hello and welcome.
We are in the same time zone, Scott.
Yeah, how do you feel about being in the mountain time zone, the only time zone that matters? How do you feel about that?
I'm not so sure it's the only time zone that matters, you know. but it's a decent time zone. It's a really great time zone if you are from the East Coast, because you wake up at 7 a.m. with no problem whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
Your internal body clock.
Yeah. You just get up and you're good. I get
people
it.
People assume you're the most professional person ever, and they don't realize that as far as you're concerned, you slept until 9 a.m.
Yeah. No, that's true. You did. You literally can sleep in our time zone if you're from Florida. That's just a thing people don't know, but welcome to it. It's a fantastic thing. But no, actually, you're out there doing some work stuff, and you look great. Like, I was thinking, oh, there'll be some kind of hotel Wi-Fi involved. It'll be all real sketchy. No, he's in like a studio with like a freaking green screen, and I see Ragnaros in the background, and he sounds great on a mic. Like, you know how to travel. This is a podcast 101 here. Nice work.
I may have been asked by someone in this program at the university out here in New Mexico, hey, what would you recommend for a podcast room? And they may have listened to me.
Oh, well done. University of what? What is it? What's the school? It's Pimpit.
NMSU, New Mexico State University.
There you go. Great programs. Check them out. Available now. All right. Patrick, if you're wondering where Patrick is, he's on his way to France. He's on his way to Paris, and he does that now and again. So he's traveling and not here. So it's going to be the Garrett and Scott hour. But real glad to be here. Happy to be bringing you a show. Let's get right into it. All right. BlizzCon digital rewards were announced, as well as a price and availability of the virtual ticket. This all for the upcoming BlizzCon in less than 30 days. So let's talk about some of these. There's been some controversy. Some people think that the virtual ticket's too expensive this year. Don't they always think that, though? Isn't that always a thing? Someone's always mad.
I don't think anyone has ever not complained about the virtual ticket, Scott. So
yeah.
I feel like that tracked.
Yeah, it does track, right? If there's a historic precedence for people hating on it, and that's fine, I guess. Whatever. Let's get to the meat of this thing, though. The stuff you're going to get if you purchase that and or are going to BlizzCon, your digital rewards include Finduin and Gilvanas, the BlizzCon pet rewards. They're just there's more Murlocs, everybody. Murlocs. If you don't have enough Murlocs, you got some more little pet Murlocs coming to you, depending on which, I guess you have to choose.
Well, I do. You probably get it. And then if you're Alliance, you get Finduin. And if you're Horde, you get Gilvanas.
Oh, I got it. So if you got characters in both, you can probably get both, I'm guessing. They did that. They did that before when they had a faction splitty pet deal back in the day, which I don't.
Well, we had to choose between our statues that you're not excited about.
Oh, yeah. Those we do have to choose about. And those bastards on the Alliance side, which is to say you, because you have characters there. You guys all get that B if you want to go work for it in BFA, which really bums me out because I don't want to do the work.
You mean BFA.
Yeah, BEEFA, right? That's all that matters now. In fact, it doesn't even stand
for
battle.
That's the show, folks. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, it's now B for Azeroth is what the name of the expansion is. Anyway, bums me out because I don't like it when they do faction-only stuff like that, but whatever. You also get the Wendigo Woolies transmog outfit. It's basically... pajamas.
It's basically the best transmog they have ever put in the game. I know. It's so good.
But you're going to be so sick of seeing these. Like, I agree with you. It's cool. But about a week in, we're going to all be going, oh, my gosh, does everyone have this on? Let's not wear this anymore. Right?
Like a week, I think it will fall off drastically. But I think for the, like, first few days, it's going to be hilarious. And it'll be funny.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about MMOs, when everyone does a big stupid thing together and then we all move on with our lives.
I wonder if there'll be any big community-based Wendigo events in cities and stuff.
You know, the running of the Wendigos.
Yeah. Pajama party at, I don't know what best city is. What's the best city for your pajama party? Let's think about that for a second.
The best city for your pajama party? I mean, I would have went with Darnassus had, you know, someone not burn it to the ground, because it's kind of got that moonlit vibe going all the time.
Oh, right. It's permanent. It's pretty much permanent dusk time over there. That's true.
Yeah, but somebody, you know, someone set that shit on fire.
Yeah, he's a dick. We don't talk about him. But no, maybe Silvermoon, because there's a lot of those weird bed and pillow things in there, and no one's there, so
you don't want to lay on those beds and pillows. You don't. Because you are on an RP server, Scott. Let me explain to you. You know, I'm not going to explain to you. Just don't lay on those pillows.
Right. I think that's good advice. Actually, you know what? I just thought about this, because our server has always been an RP server. Now that there's, like, in the modern game, there's all this cross server stuff to just sort of balance out things, or, you know, to have more people in the space when you're trying to fight an elite or whatever. And you can always tell they're from another server, because they got a little asterisk next to their name, and often will say underneath their name, if you have the panels on, it'll tell you where they're from. If you're RPing, aren't you running the risk? Because these aren't all servers that are RP servers being mixed with yours. They're just coming from wherever. So aren't you running the risk of just, like, going, hark, I see a blood elf on the hither hill looking down upon the great city of whatever. And then the guy next to you is like, dude, get out of my way. I'm just trying to find, you know, bear skins or whatever. What are you doing?
Are you just now having an existential crisis?
I kind of am, yeah.
Basic functions of roleplay servers?
Yeah, it just kind of hit me. I mean, because here's the truth. Back in the day, I did a little of this. It was fun. I ran around with Veronica Belmont for a long time. We did all kinds of RP. It was great. Nothing weird. Don't get in your weird idea heads. It was weird. It wasn't weird.
No one said anything about it being weird, Scott. You're the one making it weird.
She's like my little sister. It's not even like, it was nothing weird. But anyway, we're out rolling around doing that. Doesn't sound good.
Doth protest too much.
Yeah, maybe. And it was great. I loved doing that. It was really fun. And then there was a big drop off for a long time, where even when the servers weren't mixed like this, where there just wasn't a lot of RP going on the server. And I don't know about other RP servers, but I assume that they had a similar drop off. And then maybe Blizzard was just like, it seems like nobody cares, so here's this new tech and whatever. Like, you can still RP with your friends, and that's all that matters anyway. But it just hit me, like, today, it's not the same. I can't just go out there and go, lo, these many days in Durotar, I've found that the dust has brought me low. Like, I can't go do that.
There's nothing stopping you. Everything you just said is inaccurate. The only thing stopping you is you. You are the only thing getting in your way of you being an awesome role player in World of Warcraft.
Yeah. It's also true that Durotar sometimes leaves me low. That part's true.
If we ever found ourselves with an excess like 40 hours of a week, a fun thing would be to all roll characters and role play in voice chat as we level up through World of Warcraft.
Oh man, that's
that would be the fun thing to do.
Did anyone stream something like that already? That's got to be a thing, right?
I'm sure that's a thing, but it's not a thing we've done, and that sounds more fun.
It does sound like more fun because we'd be doing it, not somebody else would be doing it. Yeah, I'm with you. All right, if you're an Overwatch player and you also like World of Warcraft, hey, good news, Tyrande is now a Symmetra skin, or Symmetra now has a Tyrande skin. I should put it that way.
Where the hell is Patrick the week I care about anything happening in Overwatch?
I know. He's not here to say a thing about it. It's pretty rad. Tyrande looks amazing.
So cool.
She looks perfect. She looks like dead perfect as Tyrande. Like not even kidding. Like it's a straight across move. It's perfect.
She still has Symmetra face. So it looks like Symmetra did an amazing Tyrande cosplay.
Yeah, a little bit. But the Illidan as Genji is not great in my mind. Not because the art's not good.
I kind of like it.
It looks cool. Don't get me wrong. He looks cool. But he doesn't have the hooves. He doesn't have the shitty pants. He doesn't have the big wings popping out. Like, it's not quite Illidan. That one's definitely Genji cosplay, right? Like, that's a dude. That's Genji dressed as Illidan is what that looks like to me. He's got the horns. That's cool. You know, and the tats.
The little short horns, though. But again, I kind of like it because, I mean, you're right. Tyrande is a much better kind of one-to-one. Mm-hmm. But Illidan still looks cool to me. It's like, I mean, let's be honest. It's like an anime interpretation of Illidan, and I kind of dig it.
Yeah.
I think it looks cool.
I don't want to smack it too much because you're right. It is actually kind of cool.
He's certainly, dare I say, beautiful. Like, that, he's got a very pretty face.
A little young in the face, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and not like Anduin. I'm just going to say it. Illidan looks like a lady.
Yeah. he's like young Illidan, but with old Illidan's problems. In other words, you know, he's no longer a night elf of yore, but he's like, so he's all demoned out, but he's got.
Well, listen, Scott, I got 99 problems, but two eyes ain't one.
That's true. But that Tyrande is dead perfect and so good. And I don't even like her. And I love that skin. So, and I don't even like Symmetra. Symmetra's a pain in the ass. She's a freaking spam bot. She drives me crazy when I play against her. A good Symmetra makes my day bad.
But I don't even know how Symmetra plays anymore. I know she had a major rework quite a while ago.
Multiples. Like, she has gone through some shit. She has seen some stuff, man. She really has. She's got like this. She has this ult now that's just a giant throbbing orange wall, like a Tron wall. It's ridiculous. Like, it just spans the whole world. She puts up this wall. It's temporary, but you can't get anything in or out of it damage wise. And it goes as far as the view will let you see, up, down, across, whatever. The whole world is covered in her wall.
I really like this. I like this quite a bit because this seems like the kind of thing I feel like a year or two ago they wouldn't have done, because they're like, oh, well, we can't make Genji Illidan and we can't give him twin blades because it would just be too different and weird. Mm-hmm. And this seems like they're just like having fun with it. They're like, screw it. We're just going to make him look as much like Illidan as we can and then just roll with it. And I dig it. I think this is really cool. It's the kind of thing that I like from BlizzCon. This you know, melding of worlds.
Yeah, the crossover's fun. I'll give you that.
Give me an Illidan skin for Genji and Heroes of the Storm so we can just, you know, really, really go full circle with this weirdness.
Was it 2010 that we got the Murloc Marine, the little StarCraft II Marine Murloc?
Believe it was.
Or Thor or whatever it is.
2009, because I didn't get it and I still want it. And 2010 was my first BlizzCon.
I got it, but I don't remember how I got it because I didn't go in 2009 either.
That would have been the virtual ticket. I think that was the first year they did the virtual ticket.
Maybe that's... Oh, yeah, and Ozzy performed. That's true. I watched Ozzy.
Yeah, I was so mad I didn't go that year because I still have not seen Ozzy and very high on the list of artists I would love to see.
Well, he's on the... you can get him on that Post Malone track now, you know.
Dude, that track is good.
It's dope.
That is a good song.
Yeah, it's really good. Let me tell you something. That guy, that Post Malone, he's all right. I like him.
That new album, we're going to have some music talk. Deal with it, folks. That new album is just the collection of the catchiest songs I have heard in like 5 years.
Yeah,
he
has a way of earworming you, but not feeling like you're being earwormed. It's kind of unique.
Speaking of StarCraft, can we talk about the best thing of the goodies are these freaking classic skins in StarCraft 2?
Yeah, so let's look at
you
these.
The freaking carrier with like the green shit in the middle. Yeah. I never really understood what that green stuff was, and I still don't.
Yeah. It's real weird. Very classic. So you got the classic battle cruiser. The classic carrier. This is the Protoss unit that when I played when I was really playing back in the day, like Brood War hardcore, I was like really into it. My method to madness would be no early game wipeouts. I needed to go long and it had to be end game, and I would decimate people with a fleet of like 20 carriers. I would do 20 carriers, all maxed out, upgraded interceptors, all that business, and I would rain holy hell on my enemies. It was my favorite thing in the world to do, but it was hard because a good player would not want you to get to that end game. But once you did,
you would
just dominate.
Do what my college roommates and I would do. You play best map ever, which where you were just on an island with endless minerals,
oh,
and
man.
So you just do what you want, and eventually you just, you know, send a maxed out army of carriers at each other, and may the best carriers win.
Yeah, this is true. When I would, I'd even on normal maps, I would just expand a lot, and I would do it in such a way that my economy was super boomy, and it was just a matter of staying one step ahead of the other guy and having him not know I was everywhere. There would be times where the goal would be to steal a crystal camp that was like right adjacent to them and have them not think that I would ever do that, that I would ever get so brazen that I would like walk right up next door, know that they were there, and take their shit until they tried to expand and went, oh my gosh, he's almost eaten all our crystals. It was amazing. And then by the time he's realized that, I have enough money to make enough carriers that just the sound of carrier has arrived would give me the sweats. Oh, it was so good. Anyway, StarCraft. You're getting that. The Ultralisk, the original Ultralisk, and the Battlecruiser Terran unit classic skin, as well as some portraits. If you're playing StarCraft a lot, that's pretty cool, I guess. If you're not playing, it's probably not that cool. Let's see what else. You get a card back and a mystery golden legendary card from Hearthstone.
Yeah, that card back sure looks like dragon wings to me. I think we're going to finally get dragons in the Year of the Dragon for Hearthstone.
Yeah, those look like... I don't think there's any question. I mean, look at the little, like claws on the end. That's totally dragon wings.
Yeah, it's that or like bat wings.
Yeah, maybe it's a Batman expansion.
We're having the High Reek Hearthstone expansion. All High Reek all the time.
I could do Batman. I'd play Batman. But do a crossover. Come on, DC and Marvel, get your... DC and Marvel. DC and Blizzard, get your heads together. Get a little Batman in there. It's fine. He's in Fortnite right now. He's flying around in Fortnite going, I'm in Fortnite. I'm Batman.
You're totally cutting in and out for me sometimes.
Oh, I apologize. Why is that happening?
No, there's nothing you can do about it. Just Discord being weird.
Well, that's not good. It's probably that browser. Hold on. Is there any way I can tweak that? Here, let's try something. I have an idea.
Oh.
Okay. I just switched zones. Cool. Let's see if that does anything.
Yeah. Could you turn your camera on so I can see if I
lose
you?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I thought I did. You never have seen me. Now you see me. Do you see me now?
Thanks, Scott.
All right. Hold on. I got to make you big again. There you go. Got to make Garrett big. All right. What else? You got your card back and your mystery golden legendary. Oh, and you won't know what that is until the show, right? You're not going to know what that is.
No, it probably would give away the expansion.
Yeah.
If they told us what it is. Although in the years past, they've pulled a fast one on us.
Mm.
You know,
sure.
But yeah, all it right. Just makes more sense. Don't announce it until then. We'll get a golden legendary. It'll be rad.
In Heroes of the Storm, you get this side crawling freaking celestial deep crawler. They call it. It is.
You get Ghost Crawler.
Yeah, you get Ghost Crawler. Basically,
you get You get to ride on Ghost Crawler.
Yeah, which is cool. I texted Greg and I haven't heard back, but I want him to respond. To this, but anyway,
about this or something else.
About this, I want him to say, I don't know. I just want him to, you know, I don't know what I even want out of it. I just said, hey, what do you think of that? He hasn't answered, so I don't know. Anyway, it's a mount. It is cool looking. It does walk sideways, which is kind of rad. And if you're playing Heroes, that's a cool thing to get. And also, it's the only mount in all of the mount possible games. I kind of wish WoW was doing a mount, but hey, whatever. We got other ways of getting mounts, I guess.
You're getting a Wendigo onesie, Scott.
Yeah.
What more do you want from this world?
A mount. That's what I want, is a mount. I know. I'm just saying, if you're asking me, which would I rather have, those pajamas or a mount, I would say the mount, right? Well, even if it was just like a bear in those pajamas, like whatever. I just want to ride I want to ride that shit, is what I'm saying. Actually, what I really want, real bad, and I've wanted this in the game since the beginning, and I had one chance to do it, and it didn't happen, so now I'm hoping for a new one, but I want a mount who looks like Henry, and, excuse me, what was the mount with all the trolls early on in the game?
The bear?
No, not the mount, the raid, it was, I can't remember the troll raid.
Oh, you're talking like vanilla?
Yeah. What was that?
Zul'Gurub?
Yeah. No. Maybe. Anyway, they had a Henry looking tiger that you could get as a mount in there. It was Zul'Gurub, I guess, yeah. And it was really, really hard to get. Like super rare drop. I tried and tried and tried.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Never got it. Now here's the thing. I'm kind of glad I never got it because it's ugly now. It's like five polygons and looks like shit. when they changed all the cat models in, I want to say, Pandaria and forward, I was like, oh, okay, maybe they'll do a new one of these, or they'll do a new version of that mount or something like that. They haven't done it yet. I would really like to get on a mount that looks like current Henry, who is currently a Bengal tiger from Pandaria. I want one of those. I don't want
I think in the next expansion, because this is something I have wanted since Burning Crusade, they should just let hunters tame their own mounts.
Right.
You just go out into the world, you have a new tame button, and you tame a mount.
What do you think the chances are at BlizzCon? They announce, and in this expansion, this new one called World of Warcraft, coming home, or whatever they call it.
Mount tamers are us. Hunters will be able to tame mounts.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And the crowd will go crazy because I just assume everyone plays a hunter.
Yeah. So we'll yeah, then you'll have too many hunters in the game, and then no one will get queued for LFR or anything. It'll be bad.
They'll just give us a tank spec.
No, yeah. I don't have no problem with survival becoming tank spec.
Actually, dude, oh man, that'd be really cool.
Why not? Like survival's already kind of tanky in a lot of ways. This new survival.
I want pet tank. I want my hunter to be like not that important, and my pet to be more important. I want to be Rexxar from Heroes of the Storm.
Oh, interesting. But in a group setting where you're the tank, meaning
exactly, yeah. And not just because our tank DC'd before Herod last week, and I had to pet tank Herod.
Oh, how'd that go? Classic. How'd that go for you? Did you win?
Oh, we got him to 20%, and then we all died.
Yeah, I didn't think that was going to work very well for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pulled threat over my tank or my pet, and
nice job.
We all died.
Well done. Finally, they do say there will be a pair of wings for Diablo 3 players, Mac and PC only, and then it says stay tuned for more details. What that tells me is, it's A, they don't have wings to show yet. That's interesting. And B, they're being real cagey and quiet about any kind of extras in the Diablo universe. Lending credence.
I wonder why. Yeah. I wonder why. I wonder why. There, I said it four times, Scott.
Yep, you did. If you say it one more time, Candyman comes out and shoots bees out of his mouth. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. But no, like it straight up, that's just, to me, that's another sign that we have a huge Diablo announcement coming, that then the waters flow after that. Then the dam comes down, so... Don't be sad that you feel like it's getting short shrift. I think it's about to get all the shrift, full shrift, in about a month. All right. Oh, also, they didn't say who the band's going to be yet. Usually, we have that information by now, but
no. You say this every year, Scott. No, we don't.
Last year they were late. Last year they were late.
Second.
Yeah.
Every year, because every year. It's like 2 weeks before BlizzCon, and I'm like, maybe this is the year they get Green Day, and I'll just explode into happiness.
Yeah, I mean, I would love it if it was Green Day. However, I don't think that's going to happen, because here's the wording they used. Closing festivities. Stay a while and close things out with a night full of musical performances. Multiple bands again, probably, right? That's what that means.
Okay, well. Maybe one of them will be something I actually want to go see.
Right, because last year it was split into three, and you had to go to three different places to see them. They weren't like opening bands. It was like three stages is the way they did it.
Correct. It was...
Lindsey Sterling. Who were the other two? Oh.
Train, unfortunately, and Christian Nairn.
Oh, and Christian Nairn, yeah. And by all accounts, his was the most fun because, you know, it was cool. It was like a DJ performance.
I mean, who the hell wouldn't want to dance?
I'm pretty sure. So this is, I'm not trying to drop names, but Christian and I talk once in a while on the phone or text. And when he's in town, he has filming. He does some stuff out here. He had a show that was going for a while that ended up not getting picked up. So now he's not filming it. So every time he's out here, it's like, we're going to figure out a way to get together so people can see how short I look next to him, even though I'm 6'4", blah, blah, blah. Just to finally get together. And because we've never actually sat out and, you know, been in the same room. I think he was here yesterday. All these people have sightings of Christian Nairn downtown at the train thing yesterday, and multiple people, including my daughter, think they saw him. What do you make of that? You think Christian Nairn's like slumming it in downtown Salt Lake City for no reason and just walking around hoping not to be noticed? Or isn't that a little weird? It's a little weird. Maybe it was just a giant guy with a kind of gray beard and a, you know, maybe it was just another guy like that. I don't know, but it'd be hard to not pick him out of a crowd, I would think.
Anyway. Yes, I would say so. I would say if Hodor is hanging out, you know, getting. I don't know what your local cuisine is. I don't know what Salt Lake City is famous for food wise, but he was just hanging out downtown, you know, sampling the local delicatessens.
Yeah.
I think he would notice.
I don't know if we have delicatessens so much as, you know, lots of restaurants, but yeah. Chat says classic Hodor. Yeah, exactly.
He's down there going, why is all your alcohol behind lock and key?
Yeah. It's not as bad as everyone thinks it is. But yeah, it's not the greatest, but it's not as bad as it used to be. It used to be you had to be a member of a private club, which was all just horseshit, and that's all changed now. I don't even drink, and one of my favorite
Nerdtacular memories is sitting outside at that Mexican restaurant at Snowbird with Justin Robert Young, mm-hmm. and we're getting the margarita pitcher.
Yeah,
and they bring it, and we all pour, and there's like a little bit left in the bottom, and Scott's like, Justin's like, hey. Can we get another one? They're like, we can't bring you another one until that one is empty. And then Justin just goes, imagine a world where every time you return to this table, that pitcher is empty, because that's the world we live in.
Yeah, they got weird laws about that stuff. It's not a dry county by any stretch. Like, there's places in Pennsylvania you can't get shit, but it's a weird one. They just
don't
do a lot of
beer, everybody. Yeah. It has like 1% alcohol in it.
They do a lot of weird. How do I put this? It's like playing a game. Getting the way the alcohol laws work in my state is like a game of Twister. It's just needlessly, complicated. And then they do that to make it so it's, you know, it's like instead of just saying no alcohol, it's like saying, well, alcohol, but you got to work for it. You got to, like, you know, play a game of snake and win just to get what you need. And Jury would say,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, he'd say that. Let's see. What else we got here? So we don't know what that means, but we don't know what the bands would be. But do you have any predictions? Like, would you throw out there? Like, who do you think?
I really don't know, man. Like, there's just everything I listen to. I feel like they're all a little busy.
I think they peaked. They peaked at Metallica, is my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, they were really getting some awesome groups there for a while, because you had Metallica, you had Linkin Park, you had the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, Foo Fighters was my favorite year.
That
was
whether you're a big fan of any of those or not, like, there's no denying that those are some of the biggest musical acts that you could book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even what's Jack Black's thing?
Tenacious D. I loved that. I've always been a big Tenacious D fan, but I'd never seen him live, and that show is hilarious. But it's also legitimately good. Like, they're good musicians.
No, they're good. They're actually good. It's not just parody or whatever. It's like,
plus Dave Grohl plays drums for them, and yeah, like, who doesn't want to see Dave Grohl play drums?
When Dave Grohl came out there, and no one knew he was there. He just comes out and like picks up drums and goes. Like, people were losing their minds. That was really great.
Yeah. Ooh, Andrew WK would be a good pick.
Wait, who's Andrew WK? I can't think who that is.
You don't know who Andrew WK is?
Maybe I do. I don't know. Do I? I probably do. Tell me a song.
Let's get a party started, Scott.
Oh, that song?
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
Hold on. Andrew WK. I'm going
to
look this
up. When it's time to party, we will always party hard. Unless it's in Utah.
Oh, this guy. No, I know who this is. I can't take that seriously, though. That guy's not serious, is he?
Oh, dude, Andrew WK is great. No, he's really fun. He puts on a great live show. He's got a great band. He's just a really happy dude.
Yeah.
Dude, Andrew WK is best. You should look into his stuff a little bit more. I think you would dig it.
Okay, here's Party Hard. I'll just play a taste of it. Come on, skip out here. A little bit of it. All right, he'd be all right. He'd be good.
That would totally fit.
Yeah.
With the BlizzCon crowd.
Totally would.
Yeah, no, I think you do something vaguely electronic for that crowd. You probably get some sort of full band thing, and then I don't know what you do.
Yeah, I don't know what that's going to look like. I was a little bummed to see that it was maybe that same format again, but maybe people liked that last year. I don't know. I didn't really hear a lot of talk about it. Like, maybe it was okay.
Yeah, I mean,
Train
it's,
sucks,
it's,
but
it's probably kind of smart to cast a wide net. So yeah, there's a good chance there's something that everyone likes. Just kind of, you know,
we've been saying Deadmau5 for years. Here's the thing. If you were going to ever have Deadmau5 come, it's when you do a major Diablo announcement. So maybe Deadmau5, maybe.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, that'd be,
because he loves
that'd be pretty
that
sweet.
That's the guy. I watched him when I was watching him stream when he lost his 780 Paragon level hardcore character due to an internet outage or something.
Yeah.
He came
yeah.
back and he was dead.
That would be something that would be cool to just keep under wraps too, until like you're up on stage and you announce the next Diablo, and then afterwards you're like, oh, and by the way, Dead Mouse is closing it out today, everybody. And
yeah. Just like, oh, if people lose their minds, that'd be really good. Yeah. I like his music a lot too.
That would be really fun.
All right. Also, so that's what's going on. There's your BlizzCon preview. Now let's get into the meat of the thing this week. There is a 20-minute cut of Sour Fang's goings-on in the BFA movies they made. So all of the rendered cinematic stuff was edited by Blizzard into a format that's about 22 total minutes long. That is all of that stuff, but told chronologically. Because as you know, we were fed it non-chronologically. We got the intro at BlizzCon a couple of years ago, and then that was the Lordaeron thing, right? And then later on, when he's hanging out with Zappy Boy in the Dawn waiting for the Alliance to come, that's pre-Lordaeron, but we were fed it after.
Right, well, that's kind of what made it interesting, right? Like, I don't think any of us watched the BFA cinematic and thought to ourselves, ooh, this is the start of a Sour Fang story. No, he was like a bit player in that cinematic. He's just there.
Just there.
Looking at Sylvanas inspiring him and you know, getting all excited, which is really kind of weird and doesn't really fit the arc at this point. But no.
Well, I mean, if you look at it now, and actually, if you look in the context of this film, the way it's edited together, it makes a lot more sense. And it's really fun to see that stuff, actually, because they do, the Lordaeron bit is put in there as part of the 20-minute thing. And a lot of people thought this was just some schmo making this, like some YouTube mashup or whatever. It's not. This is Blizzard did this. And
yeah, they put it all together.
It's badass. I just am saying, I sat through it twice now already. I'd already seen all those things individually 100 times anyway. I love how this feels and goes, and it just makes me want freaking movies and TV from them. I want, like, oh my gosh, it's so, like, I envy anyone who didn't see any of this outside of that. Like, I would love to be somebody who is just, like, fresh coming to that whole arc, even if you don't know a lot about Warcraft, and just follow it from how they started until how they end it. It would have been really, really something. It's really cool. So go look at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly looking more hopeful than I think ever before in terms of getting more of this kind of stuff, because look what just happened. We got more of this kind of stuff. We got so many more fully rendered cinematics than we ever have in WoW's history.
Yeah, and it's been amazing.
We're getting there. I mean, you've got 20 minutes. You have 20 minutes of rendered cinematics from Battle for Azeroth. Like, what?
Yeah.
This is awesome.
The only part that isn't the fully rendered bit is the very beginning. They do the burning of the tree stuff with that animatic stuff they do, which is also super nice. But that's the only bit. It's like this little illustrated bit. And then the rest of the thing is all of his rendered sequences. And it's just, it gives good better context to it. It's a great wrap up. It kind of reminds you of how all this stuff went down. There was a few things I forgot about, you know, him and his, you know, the recollection of him and his son at Ice Crown, that stuff just really fleshes out this character and why he's such a badass. And I don't know, gives Anduin a little bit more beef. It's just good. So watch it and then be in awe of it, because it's really the coolest shit. And hopefully Zappy Boy does more stuff in the future, because I really like his arc in this as well. He went from like innocent nervous guy.
He's got he's mentioned my name in a cinematic. Like, Zakan will be back.
Oh yeah, he's got to be, right?
We're not done with Zakan. He's Zakan for War Chief, everyone.
Yeah, I'd be all right with
opening. I hear they're conducting interviews.
So you got to get somebody young in there. Somebody who can take the new generation forward. Something.
Yeah, man. I mean, look at the Alliance. You've got, like, basically immortals over on the Night Elf side, and who's leading them? Like a 17-year-old kid. Yep, like,
totally.
Why not?
So chat room says they can hear my dog. Rainer, are you whining? My headphones are making it so I can't hear. Hold on, I'm putting her up. Hey Garrett, hold the fort for a second.
I got this.
Here. All right, the instance is mine, everyone. All right, so we're gonna talk about Classic now.
Okay.
And that was fast. Really good.
I'm back.
And aw, Scott's back. Okay.
Yeah, I'm already back.
All right, we're gonna stop talking about how we should tear down. We should overthrow Overwatch and return Blizzard to its former glory of skull and spikes and demon covered insanity.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Make Blizzard metal again.
I'm into that. Anyway, go search it on YouTube. Look at the YouTube, or look at the WoW channel on there, and you can watch all 20 minutes, 22 minutes in the comfort of your own home. All right. I don't know how much I want to talk about this because it's kind of minor, but also kind of annoyed me. I guess Classic DB is a site that caters to the classic crowd for stuff like Wowhead does for modern. Wowhead also does stuff for classic.
Yeah, and they have classic Wowhead.
Yeah, so I guess what's happening is Classic DB is scraping data and code from Wowhead to build their database.
That's not cool.
No, I think it's not cool. I just wanted to get that out there. Like, do your own thing. If you got a look, if you got a cool following because you got a rad database and you're building it out and you got cool features for people that they like for their classic use, you know, and you could argue that Wowhead's gotten a little messy these days. You know, it's a little crowded with not sure where to go, what to do, sort of problems, first world problems like that.
I think it's an interesting case study in not changing your website too much, because I mean think about how much we all freak out anytime Facebook changes their shit. Wowhead has stayed pretty similar,
pretty consistent
to their layout for a long time. Is it the prettiest website in the world? No, but do I know exactly where to go for everything I need because it hasn't really changed? Yes, I do.
Yeah, and they add, you know, they're constantly improving it, adding things. Like, they're, it's unrivaled in terms of its, you know,
it is my go-to thing. I hadn't been keeping up. Like, I didn't know there was a classic Wowhead until I started looking for classic stuff, and it just started coming up on my Google results, and I'm like, sweet, like, I'm just gonna stick with Wowhead no matter what version of Wow I'm playing.
Well, and it seems to me that regardless of how regardless of how easy or whatever Classic DB is for people who are playing classic, I don't think it justifies this kind of thing. And there's lots of proof. They've shown code examples where they've just straight up lifted code, and really bums me out. So don't do that. Classic DB, do your own freaking thing. Get your head out of there. Also, have you noticed? I don't know if you noticed this. MMO Champion is weird now. Have you noticed? It's just a little weird. Like, I don't know what's going on over there. I know there was talk of it getting shut down for a while, and then that got saved or something happened there. I don't know how.
Same thing with oh my god, my brain. What's their Hearthstone website?
Oh, Hearthpwn. Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing was Same was true of Hearthpwn, and when that happened, I just stopped going to MMO Champion. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been back.
I was there just because I always check it here and there to see what's going on. And it used to be, you know, not only the go-to thing, but it would just be, you know, that's just tons of news would post daily, like every day, tons of stuff. Sometimes that would be just miles of, you know, data mining, and that's never that interesting to me. But, you know, there'd be stuff there. I feel like lately it's like one post a week, if that. Big stuff happens, and yeah, it makes it on there, but there's lots of little stuff that just gets missed now, and I just don't know what's going on over there. I hope it's all right. I don't know. I mean, all things come to an end, I suppose, but...
Yeah, the Hearthpwn is pretty up to date. Mm-hmm. Like, it's regularly updated. I still check it out.
Is it still your go-to for all things?
I don't know. I spent my time between them and Icy Veins a lot just for like news stories. Mm-hmm. But I'm all over the place. Like, my go-to for Hearthstone is HS Replay because I like stats. I want to see what's on top, what the win rates are, what the matchups are. Mm. That's my favorite Hearthstone website.
Yeah, I like that one too when I was going there. Well, at the moment, I don't have any reason to go there because I'm not really playing. But
yeah, I can't wait for the day when a new Hearthstone expansion comes out and it's really awesome, and Scott's like, "Yeah, it's great, but I'm in Wild playing with my GVG deck. It's so good."
I'll even know what that is by then. I can't wait. All right, check this out. WoW Classic Phase 2 coming in late 2019. This according to Ian Hazzikostas, who did an interview with PC Gamer, a short interview, but one that had a few revelations in it. Game director Ian Hazzikostas announced the intent to push Phase 2 before the new year. While no precise date was given, this should come as a welcome news to players who are looking for more to do after they've already reached level 60 and begun clearing Molten Core and Onyxia's Lair. Where are you, by the way? What level are you?
I am 39, and since I've been traveling all week, I am not moving. I'm staying there for a while.
I was going to say, there's not going to be a lot of growth for that character for about a week, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, and then I've got even more travel. This whole month is insane for me, so I don't think I'm going to be 60 before BlizzCon, unfortunately.
No rush, man. Look, taste it, enjoy it. Don't worry. Who cares? Who cares how fast Garrett gets
there? Enjoy it. Don't worry. That's please don't make that the show title.
No, taste it. No, that's a good show title. No, you don't want that.
Oh, all right. Okay. Anyway, so what will be coming, Scott? Are we getting world bosses?
Yes, you're getting Azuragos in Ashara. That's a thing. And also you get, now this stuff I don't understand. I guess you get the ancient sinew wrapped lamina, which rewards hunters with the ancient sinew wrapped lamina. So that, I guess that's where you're going to get that. I don't remember any of that shit.
I don't remember what that is.
I have no idea. But also you can get Lord Kazak. He'll be in the Blasted Lands. He's another source for the Lord Eye Kazak, of Shadow. Yeah, Kazak. Is it Kazak? I always said Kazak.
I always said Kazak. I don't know.
All right. He's the you get the Eye of Shadow for priests trying to obtain benediction. I do remember talk about that. So that's a thing. Oh yeah, it's the Rock Dalar bow quest line. That's what that is. Okay, thank you, chat. I remember now.
Rock Dalar.
Because everybody had all that wackadoo end game quest line stuff that went just for your class. Quest lines are really a thing of the past, and you forget that they're there.
They're super cool.
They still sort of
exist. They're all over the place. They're really like some classes that like they've got like level 20. Here's a deep overarching class quest. And other ones are like, are you max level yet? Sorry, no class quest for you.
Yeah. They were really into that. I think that's a cool thing, and I wish more of that would happen in modern. But they did
agree.
They did do that little go get the dog from the last from Legion and make him look like your dog now. What was the deal? What was that called? The Mappy, not Mappy, what's his name? Hattie, sorry.
Hattie?
The Hattie quest. Yeah. That was kind of a hunter quest. That was pretty cool.
It was totally a hunter
quest. I mean, it was, but it wasn't like some multifaceted.
I mean, that's why I like Legion so much, because you basically had like every class had a really deep class specific quest arc.
That's a good point. That whole expansion was based on that.
Yeah.
I hadn't really thought of it that way, but yeah, that's what that was. That was like a that was a very cohesive everybody gets a class quest. And it's the whole expansion is your class quest. That's crazy. I didn't think of that. All right. Also, Dire Maul. It will be a three-wing, 5-man dungeon. I don't remember Dire Maul being three wings and being only 5-man. I have memories of
the mid-40s, Scott. I never did it at level.
Me neither. But my memory was that was like 25-plus people. And I don't know why I think that. Just don't remember. But there it is. Dire Maul, that's coming. And so all of this, and the PvP honor system. All of this is planned to come before 2019 ends, which is not what we originally thought was going to happen. We thought it'd be early 2020. So I have to imagine classic players who are tooling around in Endgame are pretty stoked about this news. Won't really affect you for a while, but
no, it won't. But I'm making way better progress than I did back in the original vanilla, so yeah, I'm happy.
Are you gonna? Necrosack says wasn't Dire Maul where you got the ogre suit? That is incorrect. You got that. Well, maybe it was both, but you got it off the back of a card. The physical CCG had one of those codes on it for the for that ogre suit. I have one, or I got one. That's how I got it. I definitely didn't get it from running Dire Maul. I can tell you that.
But I do not remember the ogre suit.
It was maybe in both places. I don't know. Anyway, PvP honor system coming back as well. So that's pretty cool. All right. Now, the big thing of the week that I thought you and I would enjoy the most, because we come from an art background, is getting our copy of the Cinematic Art of World of Warcraft. This is pretty rad. Hey, they've unveiled it. This is according to Wowheads where I got this info. They unveiled the Cinematic Art of World of Warcraft Volume 1, a 250-page celebration of art, design, and retrospective look at the cinematic history of the game's launch through Warlords of Draenor. The only bummer there is that that's where it stops. I feel like some of their best work was yet to come. Actually, real current, so maybe that's impossible to do the book all the way up till now, but whatever. Filled to the brim with art, design ideas, character quotes, storyboard concepts, insights from members of Blizzard's art and cinematics team. It offers a glimpse at how Warcraft has evolved from the artistic standpoint, as well as the staggering level of detail that went into creating visuals that viewers might not see for a moment, but would remember for years to come. I've always said this, but I will say it again. Having recently watched all the cinematics in a row again, I do this once in a while with my kids just for fun. The 2004 launch cinematic still holds up. It still looks great. Like it shouldn't, There's nothing from 2004 in video game cinematics that should hold up. You go look at any other video game at the time. It doesn't matter how big, how AAA, how anything. They don't hold up. This holds up. And I don't know how they did it. Like, it still looks amazing. I don't know how they freaking pulled it off. So I'm more interested in this book than I am about almost any other art book they've had for a long time. And the process of how they go from storyboard artists and concept artists to actually deciding what they're going to render up there in film is super interesting to me.
Yeah, I have a metric ass ton, to put it in a technical amount, of Blizzard art books. And my favorite one is the cinematic art of Wrath of the Lich King. Obviously heavily weighed on by my Arthas fanboyism, but also, like, it's just such a cool book. It's so different from all the other art books. And because it's focusing on a single cinematic, it gets really into, like, the nitty-gritty stuff of making that cinematic. And it's rad.
I love stuff like
that. My only complaint is it's soft cover. I think there was a rare hardcover, but I've never been able to track one down.
Well, if anyone out there has one, Garrett is, he has a billionaire. He has a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
So he's got a sugar daddy. He'll take care of this for him. It's all good.
If I was a billionaire, Scott, I would be doing the instance in your room with you, because I would just take my private jet out there.
Right, right. It's all true. Yeah, and by the way, I recommend doing this. There is an improvement over the years as they kept going. They kept getting better and better and better. There's no question about that, technically. But anything else that was made at that time looks like ass. And I mean ass. Stiff, blocky, 3D Studio Max 2.0 looking shit. Just like a bad time.
Like, did Blur do anything in 2004? Because they've always made really good cinema.
I think they came later. I could be wrong.
Yeah, because for me, Blur was put on the map with the Warhammer cinematic, which I think was like...
Oh, yeah.
05, 06?
That was cool. That looked really good. But that was like...
You remember that? You remember that was the first... That was the first big, like, quote-unquote wow killer.
Yeah. No, you're right. Well, it was supposed to be. Never. That thing sure didn't do that. But it had the coolest intro. That's an awesome intro. I love that stuff. I'm a huge fan of it. Every time ESO puts out an expansion, I get super jazzed because they do one of those... In fact, I think it's Blur doing theirs, even today. But
you know what else is rad is those new cinematics for Halo 2 in the Master Chief Collection. Those things are gorgeous.
Oh, I haven't seen them. I should watch those.
Dude, next time you've got like a weekend. Actually, one of my favorite things to do when I'm sick is to bring my Xbox into the bedroom and play Halo.
Wow. I'd probably watch those on YouTube. They're somewhere, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, I'm going to do that. I love that stuff.
They haven't played it, though. I would recommend it, because they also did kind of the touch-up like they did with the Halo 1 redo.
As soon as they get it on PC, I'm good. They just go.
It's coming. It's actually happening.
Yeah, it's this before the end of the year, I think. Right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait to play Reach in 4K. Holy crap, I'm going to lose my mind.
I love that Game Pass thing. I'm playing so many cool games that I wasn't even going to touch now. Because of that.
That's agreed. Great. Although it's pretty much my Forza pass. I should have just bought Forza.
Whoa, Sidian, that's some breaking news. Red Dead Redemption 2 got their PC announcement today. I knew this was coming. Freaking called it forever ago.
All right, Scott, when are we starting our Red Dead show?
Right now. Welcome to the Red Dead Hour, everybody. We're here. It's going to be a great time. We're going to talk about skinning animals today and how to put them on the back of your horse. Oh, that's
great. I'm
going to
talk about running my horse off a cliff on accident for the third time.
I'm so excited. I mean, I played the PS4 game, but I put it to the side because I knew the PC version was coming. I just knew it. And the minute it would, or the minute it does, that's where I'm throwing myself in. That's where I go hard.
We knew this was coming the second they made their Rockstar launcher.
Oh,
like, had to be. My first thought was, yeah, like, what, a game?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like one freaking.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Is this how people felt when Blizzard started their own launcher? They're like, you don't have enough games. Just go to Steam. I felt with Rockstar announcing their launcher.
Yeah, I don't know. Like when Rockstar. I saw that announced and I went, oh, cool. And by the way, they give you a free copy. If you go install their PC launcher, they give you a free copy of San Andreas, GTA San Andreas. Now, I'm going to say this. Play that and be marvel at just how shitty it looks. It is so shitty. Like,
yeah, man.
It looks terrible. I know. But I'm telling you, I feel like it was yesterday, and it wasn't. It was like 03 or something, that I played that game on my PS2 on a TV.
Yeah, I beat that game in high school.
Like, I remember doing that so recently in my head. It looks like ass. It's the ugliest thing I've ever seen. I can't even imagine what the original GTA looks like right now.
My favorite is still the world of Vice City, but yeah. but San Andreas just played so much better. They really added a lot of cool systems to San Andreas.
Yeah. Yeah. I you're not wrong. Like, mechanically and other stuff, that thing was rad, but just 5 minutes in and I was like, I am out of here. This is bad. But Samuel Jackson's in it, and that's cool. All right, enough of that little offshoot. Our GTA / Red Dead Redemption podcast coming soon. Watch for it. Just kidding. All right, that's it for that. Let's get straight to this.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why, it's the town crier.
All right, time for the town crier. This is where we play your calls, listen to your emails. That's the other way around. We read your emails and play your calls. That's what I meant to say. You can email us at theinstance@gmail.com. We'll take your attachments there and or your emails. Or you can call 801-471-0462. Leave us a voicemail and we'll play them a lot like this one. This is an email or a voicemail that I feel like we answer this question about once a year, but I think it never hurts to return to it. So here it is.
I'm just wondering what your favorite piece of music is from World of Warcraft.
Okay. Enough time has passed. Garrett, is it still... what was it last time we talked about? I can't think of the stupid Hills name, the song in Wrath. Something Hills.
Mine has never been Grizzly Hills.
Grizzly Hills was my favorite for a long time. What's yours?
That's your favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good track for sure.
Sure.
But it's not mine. I really like the Silver Moon music. I forget what the actual track name is called.
Oh yeah, that one is good. Silver Moon's good.
But that just I think I talked about this last time. Yeah, it really brought me full circle because at the beginning of BC, I abandoned my main and rolled a Blood Elf, leveled them up to around 40-ish, and then I was like, I'm gonna get back on my Alliance Hunter and finish this up, and then I leveled up. And, the end of BC comes and I head out to the Isle called Anas and I start hearing that music again. So it's like, for me, I started BC listening to that music and I ended BC hearing it again. And it was just, I think it's just such a gorgeous arrangement. I really like it. Like, it just, man, for me, Warcraft is elves and that yeah. track is just elves to 11.
You do like those elves. Actually, here's a taste of it. This is called Silver Moon City from the World of Warcraft Burning Crusade album. Here you go. Skip ahead a little bit. Oh yeah, that's so nostalgic.
If that does not make you want to like put on a gold, like a golden red robe and perform alchemy, I don't know what does.
Yeah, I go back and forth. I really liked a lot of Wrath music in general. I like a lot of music across the game. There's tons of stuff that I just like. I love this. Whoops, that's quiet for some reason. Let me play it again. It's called Clan War Song. It's very, very horde and very like we're going to war. There's a whole bunch of other ones I really dig on, but I think my favorite, so of all the intro tracks, like all of the login screen tracks, I've gone back and forth a lot. I really like the Pandaria one. I like a lot of them, but I really like A Siege of Worlds from Warlords of Draenor. It is my favorite thing about that expansion, actually, was the intro music, which just says a lot about that expansion being kind of a disappointment. But I think the intro music's great. I play it before the show when we do live shows. Here's just a taste of that. So it's that normal kind of intro, but as you get going, let me skip it. My favorite part coming up here. Let's see. Is this it? Yeah, I love this. Man. It's the best one, in my opinion. You know, Wrath's cool. Wrath makes me feel cold, though. It's like winter music. You know what I mean? It's just a little icy for my taste. So I'm a little more prone to this stuff. But anyway, there you go. There's your answer. I like addressing this once in a while because it gives me an excuse to actually play some of it. And that's fun. And if you missed our episode two episodes ago, our bonus episode where we talked to musician extraordinaire on the show and talked about all this stuff, half of those tracks are from him. He's amazing, and I absolutely love his music. And anyway, I'm in the World of Warcraft music mood right now. Can't get enough of it. All right. Garrett, I have one final thing. It's an email. This is from Brodus. Who says, hey guys, just finished last week's episode and loved the lore discussion. It was repeatedly said that Sylvanas is a master tactician and strategist. Is there any way she is sneeping us? Snaping? Or Doctor Strange? Because you remember Snape in, what do you call it?
Oh, snaping or Doctor Strange.
Yeah, meaning they're, you know, like fooling us. But they're really the good guy. Rathian wanted the conflict to end because he knew of the return of the Legion. Is it possible that Sylvanas has seen what was coming and has concocted a plan for survival? Doctor Strange looked at 4 billion possible futures and came up with the one that worked. He's talking about in the Endgame. Or I guess it was in Infinity War and then Endgame where it all came together. Anyway, but still had half the universe's sentient life get snapped out of existence. What are the odds that Sylvanas had to become a caricature of a villain to unite the Alliance and Horde in an effort to prepare for what is to come? The post-Mok Gora scene with Sylvanas loyalist shows her with a very different tone than when she left Orgrimmar. If we are all nothing, why bother swinging by and saying hi out of the Ghostlands? Keep up the amazing work, Brodus. I think that's a fair point, and it's entirely possible that she's going to take a bullet for the team and be the one that tries to unite everybody. It's a story trope people use, so why not? I don't know if I'd love it, but it's possible, right, Garrett? It's not impossible.
I dislike reveals without breadcrumb trails along the way.
Yeah.
I don't think there's been one. And again, it's, I don't know. I've had a lot of tweets at me this week after our conversation last week. And there's a lot of people being like, oh, well, what about this fan theory, that fan theory? At this point, like it could be anything. They've been so vague in my mind with, I don't know. There's been too much table setting outside of the game with developer comments and not enough actual showing in the game for my tastes.
I agree. I think that's a fair assessment.
I don't want to beat a dead horse at this point.
Right.
That does not change my thoughts on Sylvanas.
Right. So we'll see. We'll see if that's what they do. I mean, I'd be interested to see how they follow through on that. But it's
like
entirely
I said,
possible.
I mean, I'm here for more WoW. As bummed as I am with Sylvanas this expansion, I think the state of Azeroth at the end of this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't care for how we got there. It's kind of like I was talking to someone about this, and I realized that I like the Prometheus sequel.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is that called?
Oh, shit.
Alien
Covenant. Something Covenant. Alien Covenant.
Oh, Alien Covenant.
Yeah.
Okay. So Prometheus is objectively a very bad movie.
Yeah.
It has a script. It's like a script from hell. Yeah. It just makes no sense.
Yeah.
Nobody's motivations make any sense at all.
Yeah.
Even though it's one of the most beautiful things I've ever laid eyes upon.
Yeah. It should have been great. Bums me out.
That being said, Alien Covenant is a direct sequel to Prometheus, and I think is a fun as hell movie and actually takes what Prometheus sets up and does a lot of really cool things with it. And so that's kind of my hope for WoW going forward is that, yeah, I may not have loved the war campaign arc in BFA.
Yeah.
But where it left us is in an interesting place. And it gives them, I think, a lot to riff on from here on out.
Yeah, I think so. It's more like, here's my comparison. I want to go from the beautiful Rocky Mountains to visit New York City. Okay. So I'm going to do that in a car. That Kansas stretch is no good. It's a bad time. There's nothing to see. It is just an empty ocean of nothing. So I don't like how I get there. But once I get there, I'm okay with it. You know what I mean? Like, the destination is fine. That's where we're at right now in this WoW story. It's fine because we got some interesting what's next sort of thoughts happening. But getting there wasn't that great. That sounds contradictory to what we said about the Sourfang stuff, but I don't think it does. That Sourfang stuff is just, you know, on a technical level, just next level stuff. And he was never my problem, by the way. Sylvanas is my problem. He's not my problem. Anduin's not my problem.
Anduin's a little bit of my problem. A little bit.
He's less, just, I feel like he's not, less not my problem. I think part of the reason he's less my problem is because I love him in Heroes of the Storm so much. That is a bad reason. I know.
I am aware, Scott. I am very aware of how much you love saving someone's ass every 90 seconds.
He's so good in there. So he might be my favorite hero. Sorry, what's your name? Forgot his name already. With a big hand anus. What's his name?
Oh, Stukov.
Stukov. Jeez. Stukov was my previous. he was my previous favorite healer in the game, and I think it's Anduin now. He's really, really good. Yeah, if you played him at all, if you played Stukov at all, Hand Anus won't be a surprise, everybody. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Better than Hand Anduin.
Yeah, Hand Anduin. Anyway, so there's that. And Brodus, thanks for your email. We really appreciate it. Again, that email address is theinstance@gmail.com, or you can send those calls in by calling the number 801-471-0462. All right, before we get out of here, Garrett, I assume you'll still have some podcastery this week, even though you're kind of out of town and moving around.
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, it's Friday. I get back to Florida tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So Monday I will be back at the classic grind. So join me Monday morning at starting around 8 a.m. Eastern time at twitch.tv/amovetv for classic and coffee. I stream every Monday, Wednesday, Friday when I'm home. And this will be the last full week until after BlizzCon that mm-hmm. I will get to stream because I have a lot of travel in 2 weeks' time. So let's do it. Let's grind classic like our lives depended on it, and let's hang out in the mornings. Get your morning started with me cussing at Murlocs that are trying to kill me.
That's right. If you're looking to find out when he goes live, Garrett Art on Twitter, you'll be saying that you're going live, and that's always good to follow that. So
everything else today, move.tv, all the podcasts are coming back next week. They never left because I either left after the show was recorded or we pre-recorded something. But Angry Chicken will be back on Tuesday, Into the Nexus on Thursday. Kyle won't let something small like having a child stop him from talking Heroes of the Storm with me.
No, not even a 10-pounder. He'll just keep moving.
Yeah, something not so small.
Yeah, I don't know. She's a freaking champion, dude. I don't know how she did that.
I mean, I already knew that. I shouldn't be surprised because Kristen is, she's basically an orc.
She kind of is. She's as tough as nails and she's the sweetest thing, but you ain't getting past her. She's going to tank you hard. Like, she's really
actually, I'm sorry. I'm sorry because she did the cosplay. She is legitimately Sonya the Barbarian from Diablo.
Yeah. Yeah. But you don't know it because you meet her and she's just too kind and nice. But if you cross her or anything, I wouldn't want to be there. Oh, dude. She'll kick your ass. Anyway, 48 hours later, 10-pound baby. Don't know how she did it, but congrats to them as always. All right.
Congrats to the Fergusons.
Yes, the Fergusons did well. Flynn Ferguson. What a cool name.
Hey, everyone should go and support the Instance.
Yeah, you should. Don't forget that. It's easy, too, by the way. Theinstance.net. There's like this big fat button. You click it, and there's these rewards you can do. And check this out. I didn't get it yet, but I've got that goblin, my kind of Wastelander goblin art is on this month's card, and I'm really excited for people to get that thing. And that comes every month uniquely to that support system and only to you if you go and sign up. There are also digital stuff and other ways to get in. Find something that fits your lifestyle, fits your budget, and support the shows you love by giving back. And that's one way to do it over at theinstance.net. I think that's it for everything else. There was something else I was supposed to mention. Forgot what it was. As we hurtle ourselves towards BlizzCon, there'll be more to say. So come on back next week for that. We should have, I think, Patrick back next week. I'm not 100% sure on that. But you're gone next week, right? I'm so excited
to hang with him at BlizzCon.
Are you gone next week? Or Patrick? Or are you here next week? I can't remember.
I'm here next week.
You're here.
I'm here next week.
It's the following week you're not here, right?
Correct.
Okay. We'll figure
it out. Although if Patrick's out, let me know. I can definitely finagle some night recordings with you.
Okay. I like it. Night recordings. It's my new mystery book. I'm going to put it out.
I was going to say it's my new hairband.
Oh, I like that. You have hair. That's one thing you can look at Garrett and say he has hair.
I do not have a band.
Someone in the chat says you look like Adam Lambert. I don't get it.
Oh, I've never been more offended in my life.
I mean, I don't see it, though. I'm looking at you right now, and I don't see Adam Lambert. So I don't know what they're talking about.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing either. All right.
I'm in that weird mid-stage where I'm trying to grow my hair out, but it's not there yet.
It's not going the way you had planned. Anyway, in the meantime, everybody, theinstance.net for everything. And big thanks to those who already support us there. We really, really appreciate it. Go check it out and see if we can find a level that's right for you. It's going to do it for us. Theinstance@gmail.com is our email address. Garrett Art on Twitter. I'm at Scott Johnson. More shows like this at frogpants.com. It's going to do it for us. For me, for Garrett, and for the flying Patrick. We'll see you next time. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com. Azuragos Inishara. That's a thing.